I stumbled forward and grabbed the line, wrapping it around my right arm. That was pretty much all I had enough energy left to do. Murphy began hauling it in and started yelling for Thomas to help her.
"Cover me!"
Thomas yelled. He came down from the wheelhouse, pirate style, just jumping down, all graceful and stylish despite the roll of the ship, despite the ice and the cold. Murphy, her feet planted, secured to the railing, shifted her grip and produced a little assault weapon she had on a strap around her back. A P-90 Kincaid had given her as a gift. She raised it to her shoulder, sighted through the scope at one of the oncoming rafts, and started calmly squeezing out rounds, one and two at a time. Fam, 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 fam. One of the rafts foundered. Maybe she'd struck whoever was steering it and caused him to misguide it. Maybe the lake had simply swamped it, I don't know. But a second raft immediately turned to start picking up men who had spilled into the water from the first. Murphy turned her gun onto the remaining raft. Thomas started hauling me out of the water by the line around my arm, just pulling me up arm over arm as if I'd been a child and not an adult 100 pounds heavier than him. He doesn't even work out. I was tired enough that I just let him do it. As a result, I had enough spare attention to notice when my feet cleared the water and Deirdre surged out of the blackness and seized my ankles.
"Kill you!"
she snarled.
"Kill you for what you did to him!"
"Holy crap!"
Thomas yelled.
"Ack!"
I agreed. Most of those deadly strands of her hair were thrust into the stone reef below, holding her down. But a few that were free whipped wildly at Thomas. He ducked aside with a yell, barely managing to hold on to the line. It felt like she was going to pull my legs off at the ankle. I screamed and kicked at her as best I could, but my legs were so numb that I could barely move them, much less shake her off. Thomas had all that he could do to simply hold on to the line and prevent those bladed strands from severing it.
"Karen!"
he screamed. Murphy swung her legs up over the railing of the ship, still attached to it by the line fastened to her harness. Then she swung herself out into empty air above the water until she hung alongside me. Then she aimed the P-90 down at Deirdre and flicked the selector to full automatic. But before she could pull the trigger, Deirdre hissed and a flickering blade swept up and struck Murphy across the face. She screamed and recoiled as the blade continued, an S-shaped cut that missed Murphy's throat by a finger's breadth and sliced through the strap that held the P-90 on her body. The weapon tumbled into the water.
"Bitch!"
Murphy snarled, one side of her face a sheet of blood. She tried to reach for her pistol in its shoulder holster beneath her harness, beneath her coat. It might as well have been on the surface of the moon.
"Murph!"
I said,